All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's time for some degeneracy, because we've got being a dick, and of course DP is here. And let's go ahead and get through it, because this is going to be fun.
A little high, isn't it? The volume?
No, it's supposed to be on 40.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, oh, okay. 40. Okay. They have to be able to hear the music.
Well, I didn't remember it being that loud last time.
Make sure. Yeah, I'm on 40. Okay, we're good, guys.
That's
sorry.
Fine. No problem.
excuse me? Yes? I'm wondering if you would let me in. I'm here to see Jill. Does she know that you're coming? No, it's more of a surprise visit. Sorry, we don't do those here. You can call her and have her tell me to open the gates for you. I don't have her number. What's this? Good evening, sir. There's an unannounced visitor for Miss Jill. Shush. This boy cannot be allowed to enter the premises. With the burglar and all, we have to be stringent. And that thing on his head should have been your first clue on what to do. I'm sorry, sir. You heard him. No entrance allowed. Please step away from the gates. I'm not giving up that easily. Okay, let's do this again. I can't climb up the pillars with the guitar this time. I better find another way inside. Get to Jill's room. Okay. We're doing Metal Gear Solid. This window is locked. You can't go through the front door. The door is locked. I can get through this window. Shit, I'm in the kitchen. Special render. Sometimes there's like little special renders or something. No. Not this time. Oh, Jesus. There's Tibble. You can't go through there. Not this time. I need to bring my guitar with me. I have to find another way to her room. Doesn't look like there's too many ways I can go. I have to go through this door. It's a pretty standard dorm for this mansion. The furniture is included in the rent, but you may decorate your own room as you wish. The preps are in there. I have to find another way through. This is where things get wild. I had this bar built last year after an incident at the local pub. To make a long story short, they're running out of olives, ruined my evening. Shit, they moved to this room now. God, this is not good. I can try to go back out through this window. There, it's unlocked. Shit. This is hard. The door is still locked to the dorm. Looks like they all left. I can go through here now. Okay, now's my chance. Let's go for it. Yep, I'm going for it. Door knocking. Grim, what are you doing here? Hey, I wanted to see you, but I didn't have your number, so I had to improvise. Huh? I'm surprised they let you in.
Be honest.
They didn't. I had to climb the walls. Grim, you can't do that. I'm sorry, but what choice did I have? To scream until you heard me? You could have asked the security guard to call me. Tybalt told him not to let me in. Well, we've recently had a break-in, so security is on high alert. Come on in. You brought your guitar? Yes, sit down and just listen. But why? I'm making things up to you. For being a jerk yesterday, and also for walking in on you playing the piano. I noticed how weird it felt when you realized that I heard you play, so I thought I could even things out for us. Okay. These are really nice renders.
Rape on the back row. That's just... Pack of beer and my hot dogs here.
Now we're even. That was a very personal song I just played for you. You're really talented. I loved it. You know, that's Bella's favorite song. Oh yeah, I forgot she told me that. Do you play any classical music? No, the fingering in those songs is very tricky for me. Didn't they teach you that in class? I never took any music classes. I learned everything I know on my own. Then it's even more impressive. And yes, we're even. Great, because I would love to hear you play again. You what? I haven't been able to get that melody you played off my mind. All right, let's go to the West Wing. My piano is there. This your piano? Yes, my dad bought it for my 10th birthday. It's a beautiful instrument. Oh wow, what a song. Did you ever learn to read sheet music? I know the basics, but I can't figure it out while playing. So I'm not fluent, or whatever you call it. Take a look and see if you understand something while I play then. I should be fine without it for this song. No, this is going way too fast for me. And I can't really focus standing this close to her.
Check her out.
Gulp. Can you see them? What? The notes I'm playing. Yeah, but I don't quite understand where you are in the song. Would you mind if I snapped a photo of the sheet just so I can study it later? Please, go ahead.
I see where this is going.
Thanks. It's a beautiful song. The melody really sticks with you. I was thinking, since you practiced in the auditorium before and not here, are you reciting for a performance or something? You're sharp. Which is weird considering what you're wearing right now. Yes, once in a while the campus has concerts in the auditorium. I've been invited to perform in one of them. And I'm a bit nervous and really like to be prepared, so... You're already practicing like crazy, huh? Yes, I don't do big audiences. It's been a dream of mine to do it, but my nerves. I'm not a performer.
Check her out. Good.
That's why you acted strange when I saw you play? It really was a wonderful song. Thank you. I think so too. I think you can do it. Just keep practicing until you're confident. You think? Hey, I can be your audience. I'd love to hear you play more. It's the first time I've had the luxury to hear great piano music up close. Why don't you get along with Bella? I can't be the only one who's not getting along with her, right? No, but what did you tell her? I have no idea, really. I just get the feeling that she doesn't like anything I say or do. Well, you're not wrong. I guess I just look at you differently from her. Because I think you're an absolute madman, Rich. That's another perfect challenge for our new protégés. One bottle of champagne and a beer glass is coming, right? Huh? Jill? How did this boy get past the gates? Rich, call for security. Tybalt, wait! He's my guest, and he's free to come here whenever he wants to. I beg your pardon. Jill, please, this student has no business in the mansion. Look at his rags. You call these clothes? And that absolutely atrocious piece of attire he wears on his head. He's my guest, and you would treat him with respect. I was just leaving. Good. Get security and show this boy out. You cannot take any risks after the burglary. Thank you for the music. It was nice. No, not like this. Jill, would you like to go on a date with me? I would love to get to know you better. Yes, I'd love that too. Maybe I could get your number so we can avoid this situation in the future. Bye. Why was it that I asked her out like that?
Because of
you? You think I'm really interested in Jill. It makes it a bit difficult for me, but I'm gonna give Jill an honest chance. That's our dorm. Who's that man? I recognize him from somewhere. Hey, Maya. Grim, hi. Say, who is that man leaving our dorm? That was my dad, you see? Oh.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I thought I recognized him. Why was he here? You know, just checking up on me. Hey, did you drink your beer yet? No, I still have 5 left today. Get to it then. Okay, let's do this. Go, Grim! Ah, it's that exciting, huh? I'm just getting my spirit up to be able to down some spirits. That's clever, but beer's not a spirit, I think. That doesn't matter. Oh wow, you're really going at it. I have to. 10 a day. That's the minimum. Is it smart doing them all at once like that? Nothing is smart about me this week, Maya. Haha, at least you seem to enjoy it. I'm glad. You know what? I think I am. Even the crazy parts are fun. Don't overdo it tonight. It works. I'm just testing if the number works. It works. Thank you for the music earlier. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, too. I'm sorry it ended up abruptly. It ended abruptly, rather. Me, too. Tybalt is a bit overprotective. If overprotective means he's a dick, I agree. Don't take what he says so seriously. He's a nice guy. I'm going to tuck in for the night. Good night. Stats. Massive dick.
Oh yeah.
No money.
I hear that all the time.
Rooster. Spending some quality time with my daughter. Now if you excuse us, Maya has a special task to complete for the hot scavenger hunt. Bored, waiting for Chad to drop by. Tots. We went shopping during our free morning and spotted a couple of boys engaged in some naughty activities. Trying out a new hairstyle today.
Like it.
Chilling by the Hots pool with Cammy and some Hots. When Sage and the rest join us, we'll start the hot scavenger hunt. I found my maggot son outdoors drinking with a buddy. When I asked him what the hell he was doing, I said, I'm appreciating the little things in life. This will be a fine dick if he passes Hell Week. I spent some time in the sun before yoga with Bella. Sunbathing, bikini. What a coincidence. A coincidental photo. I realized how weird it sounds, but I was just checking the yard for burglars. Is that a new bikini? Say hi to Bello for me.
All the comments are from just here.
Great. I'm up for that. What do you say? I say someone should reconsider what they post on the internet. Posts like these attract unwanted attention from men. Dude, I'm fucking liking that. That's true. There's so many of these women that post bullshit. They're like, why are all these guys hitting me up? Did you see what you posted? Yeah. But I shouldn't. You're a woman.
They know exactly what they're doing. They're just playing stupid.
Some of them literally are that dumb. Ebony and Ivory is her.
Ebony and Ivory.
Let me see what... I didn't know we could do social media. Hey, Moose Father, you better not share if you're... Is that a deer head? Where'd you even find that thing? Yes, that's Dick Confidential Information. No way these maggots will survive Hell Week. I'm betting my left nut my maggot chokes faster than Arius does on cock. A priest, a rabbi, and a minister walk into a bar. Arius fucks them all. Dirk is fucking hilarious when he's been drinking. Damn straight. Hey, Moose Father, you better not share any of your 50 beer with that deer. I'll personally chop that ball off for you. There's no way I'm falling. You look thirsty, and what do you mean 50 beers? I have 35 left. You're slacking. You make me proud, son. Big booty lover. You probably can't even put that on fucking Facebook now.
I sure will try.
Let's see.
Hello,
muffin. Let me see what this one. Illegal activities indeed. Kids these days are different from when we grew up. I sure hope that the security guard arrested those boys. The news say they got away and that the cameras of the mall weren't even turned on. Can you believe that? What if it had been a robbery?
See what you can comment on that.
You can't. They actually don't let you comment on it.
Wait.
Yeah, you can like, but you can't comment on the teacher post. Yeah, I know. That's lame, right? Waiting for Chad to drop by. 75. I bet you won't be bored when he finally gets there. Big dick daw. And you know what's funny? He actually doesn't have a big dick. He has erectile dysfunction problems. Yep. Ha ha, you beat me to it, big dick daw. Nice to see Mad Lad Chad when he gets there. Something happened. Mad Lad Chad. Big Dick Daw, what happened? At President Sage, we lost our leader, but we got him back. What the hell happened? What? I'm sure he'll tell you if you see whatever RF password 1234. Tell her I want to talk to her. Don't tell Daw you saw me on Rooster. I'll tell you why later. So you can't even comment on that one. And here's the new one with my daughter. Come on, Queen of Hearts. Maya the movie buff. That makes sense. It's indeed hot, but there's no need to put yourself down like that. I believe in you. Go, Maya the movie buff. You can do it. Is that the hottest mother or daughter? I'm sure the comment was meant for me and Kamala. Ah, we're all a bunch of hotties. 50% of that sentence is correct. I have to like that one. There's no need to put yourself down like that? Oh, fuck no. This is Quinn. I'm not gonna be a simp. Ah, the knight in shining armor. More like the pervert without clothes. I get comments like that in real life sometimes.
Make sure you call my. That's the main object.
We have no 2D art. Background. Oh no, we'll keep that. And okay, that's it. Oh no,
you're supposed to call my. That was your one objective.
I know, but we gotta study.
I gotta pee my goodness, Jamie.
Well, I don't know what you want to study for. English, math, or
what are we have?
Math is getting kind of hard.
I feel like we're
English.
Working our way through gender studies, but I could be wrong.
English?
Maybe? probably study all three of them, really.
No, we. I don't think we can study. Oh, I already studied. No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Go pee.
I will.
I'm done with the beer for tonight. I had 5 bucks this morning and tonight. That's the minimum goal. Okay, well, he's in the bathroom. We'll continue, folks. Let's see. Oh, these are the bios. We're not going to go through all that. You guys don't care. Pet names? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I don't want to do all that. Okay. Background scenes, vault, brawler. Oh, yeah, those are the rewards. We know that. Oh, there's a new reward. Jade. Oh, yeah, there we go. We're in the bathtub. That's all we got, guys. Okay, let's see here. Contacts? No, yeah. Supposed to call Maya? What are my tasks? Talk to Maya, but I don't see her. Whoops. Oh, she's... You don't call her. She's right there in the room. Go to Quinn's dorm. Requires the offer. Oh, wow. Hmm? What? Such a dude.
Oh, we're checking her out or something?
No, she was changing. Maya, you here? Yeah, I'm here. Ass man, can I have a word with my sis? Sure, you want me to wait outside or would you? Of course. What's taking them so long? Hey, we're done. Pass the helmet? What was that about? Sorry, family stuff. See you tomorrow, ass man. A lot of family visits today. One thing you can say about Derek, even though he's got a silly side,
yeah,
when there's like serious shit, like...
He's serious.
Yeah, he's serious. A lot of family visits today, huh? Does your offer still stand? You know about helping me? Oh yeah, just like I said, I'll help you. We can figure this out together, right? It's just a couple of weeks of this and it will be all over. After that, they can't force me to do things, right? No one can force you to do anything, but I know what you mean. Just like dicks seem to be all friends, at least from the outside, I think that's the case for hots too. Yes, so if I just pass these stupid tests, I should be okay after, I hope. You know, I'll help you with the tests. I'm very creative. If we get Derek's help as well, I think we can make it work. That's what I've been thinking about. That's what I need your help with this. And aside from Derek, you're the only one here I can really trust. All of this doesn't have to be this hard, you know? But please know, this is not just me using you. I mean, I do need your help, but it's not only because of that. I have decided that I want it too. Great, let's start thinking about this together. We could use the dildo helmet to fake some of the tasks, maybe? I don't think you quite understand what I'm getting at. I don't? Oh, yeah. I can't find the right words to ask for something like this. I understand what you're asking, Maya. What parts of the list do you want me to help you with? All of them. You and me. We take it slow, but we do all of them. This was on the list, right? Oh, they're kissing. Yes, it was, but this right now is just me. Oh, okay. How do you feel? A bit jittery and horny. Me too. I hate to be pragmatic with this. What does that mean? You know, practical. But what if we try to do as many things as possible right now? Then this will all be over. Are you sure you want to do this? It doesn't sound like it right now. I just meant that if we do all those things right now, there won't be this whole forced feeling about it. Remind me, what do you want to do? Hand job, blow job, thigh job, sex, public sex, and a threesome. Those latter two, they will have to wait. Don't worry, we will figure it out. Hey, what about your list? Anything that works for you? You're a feminist, so that's one. And public sex, I've got that one too. You wouldn't happen to be a teacher, would you? Haha, no. I don't suppose you could slap me in my face during this? Slap. Done. Ouch. I should have been clearer. I need photo proof on that one. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ha ha ha. Wait. I totally forgot about that too. I also need proof. How the hell will this work? Do you have to show it to everyone? With the other things I've done this far, I've just given them or showed a photo of it to Quinn. Oh no, not Quinn. She's my mother. What can I do? I don't trust her one bit. Okay, I feel we're overthinking this. I'll put my phone to record a video, and then I'll edit it. We'll have to think about all this a bit extra afterwards. Trust me, I'm not gonna let this video get out into the open. But now I've gotten the courage to go through with it. Wow. This is like some Me Too shit waiting to happen.
Oh, you got video footage.
Yeah, right. Here's hold on, this proof. There you go. This is what you use if anybody tries to Me Too you. You record that shit.
But then they're like, you recorded it against her knowledge.
It's like, no, she recorded it. Yeah. But now that I've gotten the courage to go through with it.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way in hell that I'm stopping. I'm with you, Maya. What are we doing?
Maya likes you play with her pussy.
Last time I touched you, I thought to myself that you had the smoothest pussy I'd ever felt. He says that about every single woman. Yeah. Grim, my entire body is shaking. Oh, Grim. Remember to take it slow with me. I remember. Oh, my body feels so warm, and my pussy is getting all wet when he gently rubs it like that. Oh, fuck, he's doing this just right. If he continues like that, this would get too intense. Grim? How about if you try to insert one finger in me instead? It feels great, but it's getting to a point where I'm about to scream. Okay, I'll slow it down for you. Huh, yes, oh, fuck! You're so tight, Maya. Yes, I usually play with small dildos. I didn't know that. Tell me if it hurts. No, it doesn't hurt, but I don't think I'm quite there yet.
Play with the breast.
Yeah, you were probably supposed to do that first as part of the, foreplay.
Yeah.
You have such a perfect body, Maya. Be gentle, Grim. Does it hurt? No, it feels good.
Does it hurt me rubbing your tits?
Well, let's not.
I know you got something to say on that. Let me get in there. I'll fix it.
Haha, you really seem to like my breasts. Do you want me to stop? No, I like this too. It turns me on. They are so soft yet firm. I thought I had that muted.
Hold on, I gotta stop touching a tit and answer this. Yeah, I won't be answering any phones anytime soon.
Okay, we've already done this. Unless we...
play with the pussy some more.
Last time I touched you, I thought to myself, oh, this is the same one we just went through. Okay. Alright, yeah. It puts the one finger. Continue. Okay, do it. Do what? You know what I mean.
You know.
Stop smiling and drop your shorts. Don't look. Ha, why? It's embarrassing. I haven't done this before. Okay, I'll close my eyes. Go ahead and do what you want. Are cocks meant to be this big? Like, damn. I have no clue if I'm doing this the right way.
For someone that ain't ever done it before.
Yeah, I know. I hope he tells me if it hurts. Am I supposed to go this slow?
She needs to spit on her hand. Spit on your hand, call me a bitch.
It seems to like it when I'm at the top of the head. That's like the male clitoris, if I recall correctly from sexual education. This thing is so big I could easily fit two hands on it. Grip, does it feel good? I'm not doing it too hard, right? Actually, you can grip it even tighter. It's not as sensitive as you may think. Oh, can I use two hands? Yes, but I have to watch it. I can't take this anymore. It's killing me. Okay, you can look. Wow, this feels so much better already. It's kind of like a massage, right? Yeah, you have a perfect grip now. Don't stop it. What's she doing with her feet?
That's his feet. Oh.
No, that's her feet.
Oh, you're talking the socks, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, his cock is pulsating in my hands, and it's so fucking hard. Way harder than it was before. It's quite beautiful. Haha, it's so weird to think that I'd like this. Pussies are better, though. Huh? I think.
I think she's thinking to herself, Swat, as the...
Yeah. Do you think this counts as a hand job? It definitely does. It's funny. We're already naked doing this, but I'm embarrassed to ask for more. Then let me handle it. Whoa! Ah! Oh, yes, Grim! Good lord, you guys are like... She's gonna fucking rip his head off!
No, that's how it works, usually.
Oh.
That means you're doing it right.
You're so good at that. I would have never thought a guy could be this good.
I used to play tuba in high school.
She tastes so good. Her pussy is so warm in my mouth, and it has opened up more than before. I can stick my tongue so far into her, and looking into those beautiful eyes at the same time, it makes me so horny. I want to be inside her so badly. Grim? Are you having second thoughts? It's just that I'm not so sure it will fit. Trust me, it will fit. Can you do it really slow? And I mean really slow. I'll start on the outside, Maya. It won't hurt you. See? Yeah. You're right, this feels good. Just like how it felt when you did it with your finger. Yeah, and it feels so good for me, too. Gently moans. She's wet, but not as wet as she was when I licked her pussy. As long as I listen to what she says, I can try to slowly put it in. Maya, if it hurts, just let me know and I will stop. Okay. Yeah, you know, this is kind of more realistic.
Yeah.
It's okay, I'm stopping right there. Just relax. He's not just vroom, vroom, vroom. It's like, hey, if this is gonna hurt, you know, let me know, because, yeah.
That's don't just thrust down.
Yeah, that's like real sex there. That's okay, I'm stopping right there. Just relax. I can't, Grim, it's too big for me. Yeah, I mean, there are women that will literally look and say, God, that's not going nowhere in me. Like, because literally there's women that can get in pain. I've actually been turned down a few times. There's one woman that's like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
She's not lying. I can barely fit the tip. And it feels like she's tightened up since I was licking her pussy, too. But God, I want her so fucking bad. I just want to push it. No, don't fucking do that. I just want to push it as deep as I can inside her and fuck her. Grim, I'm sorry. I don't think I can. God, you probably shouldn't force her. Don't worry, we'll cross that off the list another time. Good, you got a good conscience. Don't fucking do that, because she's going to be in pain, and she's going to hate
resent
you.
Yeah.
She's going to resent you. Yeah. Can you lie down? And then she can me too you.
Yeah.
I know it's not what you may have wanted, but thigh job was on the list too. I've never even heard of a thigh job.
That's a thigh job. It's just without going in the vagina.
That's when you go like this, right? Yes, I think that's it. Does it feel better than rubbing my pussy? Yeah, it feels like a hand job and a pussy rubbing all at once. It's weird. Moans. I like it too.
It's friction, that's all you need.
Right, right, right. When I angle it right, he rubs my clit so good. I could mix it up like this? Yes, that's so sexy, Maya. And they're experimenting. That's nice.
Well, that's on their list, too.
Hi. Hey. How about this? Oh, yes. Wow, you're really creative. What's he doing? Giving her an ass? An ass job?
Well, it's still a thigh job.
Right,
it's just
more towards the ass. Oh, yes. Wow, you're really creative. Haha, I guess I'm gifted. This feels really good, Grim. Yeah, I'm getting pretty close. Close to coming? Yeah, how about you? No, I don't think I can come anytime soon. Oof. But if you're close, just go for it. Yeah, I'm so close. Look into my eyes when you do it. Can you come? Yeah, I'm coming! Ah! Oh, wow, this is... Grim, I... That was my first time with a boy. And they kissed. I like that. Thank you. Haha, I'm a bit unsure. About what? Like, what am I supposed to do with all that cum on my back? Don't worry, I'll help you. You don't get to be a guy without becoming an expert at this. Maya, I'm curious. What really made you change your mind about all this? Yesterday, it seemed like you were going to survive college without the help from the Hots. After today, I just know what I have to do. What? No matter the tasks on that list, I'm doing them. Did Derek tell you that? No, but he confirmed something I've been thinking for a while now, which is that I can't trust my dad's lies. So that wasn't a happy visit from your dad before? I'm lost. You'll have to tell me everything. 100%, remember? Alright, there's something I haven't told you, because I wasn't sure of how you react or how to approach the subject. I kind of tried telling you this before, even though I wasn't ever going to tell this to anyone here. But it's better if you know this, for both of us. I started as the reason why I needed that money. But thanks to Derek, and now even you, I realize that I need it for an even bigger reason. Just tell me, what are the reasons? Door knocking. Doors are funny. Be it metal or be it wood, they're made to do the same things. Keep you safe or secluded, and to protect the things you value. Protect you from whatever it is on the other side. Or worse, they're made to keep things on the inside. Things you don't want anyone else to see. Locked away. It's weird to think that something so simple as a knock, often repeated 3 times, is all it takes to get someone to open that door. Curiosity takes over, and it exposes you. Some doors are meant to stay closed, because opening them. Yeah? We need to talk. No, not like this. What are you doing here? You may change everything. Come in, Grim, this is my girlfriend, Josie.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is getting good.
This is called good writing. This is literally good writing. This is why this guy's making six figures.
I think this could work out.
Yeah.
I see.
Huh? Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh.
I need to go see. Can I stay with you?
Hold on. I think I fucked up something. Hi, can I stay with you? End of episode 3. Dick score 18.
We had 0 chick choices.
Well, we're at the final episode of season 1.
Of season 1. How many do we have on
the next season?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's working on 9 right now. Jill helped me after Chad ambushed me out of nowhere. I was upset that she went around my back by reporting the assault, but I went easy on her. I asked Jill out on a date because I'm interested in her. She seems to like me. I had lunch with Belle and told her a bit about myself. She seemed to be angrier than usual. I wonder why that is. I can't really tell how she feels about me. It really happened. Josie got in B&R. I told Josie that she was sharing a dorm room with a girl. Josie is Maya's girlfriend. What the hell is this? I'm not sure what to feel about Josie right now. Maya has to do a lot of sexual activities to become hot. It seems weird that the B&R would allow this. Maya revealed that her family issues are due to her being attracted to girls. Her father seems like a religious nutbag. Maya has decided that she must complete the hot scavenger hunt and get that tuition. She seems more determined than ever before. I helped her with a couple of things on her list, but neither of us just did it for the list. At the moment, there was something else there between us. Maya kept that she was in a relationship from me, and now that I know who it's with, I'm not sure I can trust her again. I comforted Sage after our argument with Chad, and I think we just started a sexual relationship together. It's probably not the best idea going after a girl in her position, but I really like her. Maybe I can turn it around? Sage is a tricky one. We get along, but there's definitely some friction, too. Previously on Being a Dick. Who have you fucked then? Tell me. Three students? Hell weekends at 8 p.m. on Saturday. That means you must complete more than 2 tasks per day. Look at that pledge board. We barely made a dent. Fine, I hit him. I'm sorry. You can't expect to keep your position as the president of Tri-Alphas after this. You need to get yourselves a new president. Hey, that's you, dawg. Is that my Arieth? Has she fucked all of them? I wanted to make sure it was good. He was good enough for you. Grim is not a good choice. Would you like to go out on a date with me? I'd love that. This is what I wanted, to feel sexual. I can make you feel that anytime you want. Like a fuck buddy? I'll think about it. So girls, are you interested? Free tuition? Sign me up. What do we have to do exactly? I was relaxed until you started bringing in more girls. It's called expanding, Riona. Not when we can't handle it. And I'm still fucking concerned about who's been spreading the hots give free tuition. I'm not going to pledge the hots. I'll have to survive college without that tuition. What if I helped you? What parts of the list do you need me to help you with? No matter the tasks on that list, I'm doing them. That was my first time with a boy. There's something I haven't told you. It started as the reason why I needed that money. But thanks to Derek, and now even you, I realized that I need it for an even bigger reason. Door knocking. What are you doing here? Grim, this is my girlfriend, Josie. Okay, guys, are we ready? Everyone, say cheese. Cheese. Hey, do it again. My timing was off. Your timing isn't off. You just can't air kick. That sounds like a bet. Hell yeah, it is. I got $5 right here saying that the next picture will have me in it doing an air kick so fucking high it would be out of frame.
What kind of currency is that?
You just gotta hurt yourself. Remember the cartwheel? You're just gonna hurt yourself. Remember the cartwheel? I'm extremely proud of that cartwheel. I just didn't nail the landing. If you insist, I'm not the one to say no to free money. Oh yeah? Just watch me. Alright, here we go again. Say cheese! Wait. None of that fucking cheese bullshit. What are you, French? What do you want me to say, Mr. Stuntman? Give me a good old countdown from 10 to 0, New Year's style. From 10? Fuck, Derek, does it take that long to time a jump? Haha, he's just hyping it up to impress Lynn. What the fuck, sis? You're supposed to be on my team. Ha. If that's the way you want to play this, maybe you should tell Josie how you really feel about her. What's that? Nothing, Derek. Shut up. Just do your stupid air kick already. Okay, let's go. 3, 2. That's not from 10. 1. French! That was actually a pretty good air kick. Here, give me the camera. I think I nailed it. Your foot was almost out of frame, you know, the wrong side of it, but still. This is bullshit. You should have counted from 10. Don't worry, I'm sure Lynn was impressed still, right? She doesn't say much.
That said nothing yet.
Hey, Lynn, watch my somersault. Your brother is a real tryhard. Yeah, I'm just glad we're not identical twins. Could you imagine there being two Dereks in this world? He's fun to be around. We wouldn't be on this trip if it wasn't for him. I get the feeling he's going all in on Lynn and that we're just along for the ride. You know, his cover? Yeah, totally. Since school's over next year, we'll likely never see each other again. He's doing the right thing with that Hail Mary attempt in my mind. Not gonna see each other again? Where are you going? You think I'll come back here for nothing? What do you mean for nothing? Your mom and friends still live here. I have friends where my dad is, too. And I'd rather commute here than live with mom. That should speak volumes. But I was hoping to get into B&R. My dad wants me to go. Do you want to go? Yeah, they have a killer economics program and it's close to my dad. Then it's not over. We'll still see each other. You're going there too? Not just me, Derek as well. Can't shake him, huh? He's my brother. I don't want to shake him. Having a brother that you don't hate, I envy you. Sometimes I wish he was a little bit less everything, but I do love him. What did he mean before? With what? That thing he said about your feelings. Oh, that? No, really, it was nothing. Really? Because it kind of sounded like you. Ah! Stop being boring and jump in. Haha, you bastard. All right, let's go. I could totally see why you love this place. Is it always this quiet? Yeah, there's nothing but wildlife out here. Oh, listen to this. Shitballs! Echo, shitballs, shitballs, shitballs! That's real mature, Derek. Shitballs! Shitballs, shitballs, shitballs! See? JoJo gets it! Diarrhea shit! Diarrhea shit! Diarrhea shit! Diarrhea shit! That's gross! Shut up! Cheers, Lynn! Hey! Huh? Cheers! Cheers! Okay. Awkward! Ha 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 ha! I don't know what to say now. I bet you could kill the mood by screaming diarrhea shit again. Ugh! Oh, I got beer in my nose! Ha ha ha! Ha, here! Thanks. Come! Where are we going? You'll see. Follow me. The lake? Why? Didn't you ever go skinny dipping before? No. Trust me, it's fun. Don't leave me hanging. Get undressed. All right. Now what? Now we jump! Woohoo! 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 Oh, wow! It's freezing! Yeah, totally. Let's run back to the fire. I'm so cold. Don't worry, you'll get warm in no time. Where did they go? Oh, Derek. That, haha, was unexpected. I'll put on some music to give them some privacy. Oh, I like this song. How come you knew about this place? It's pretty far from the city. We go here on caravan holidays. Every year we go someplace new, but we always start with this spot. By the end of the holiday, you get pretty homesick, but starting with this place always makes it feel like summer's begun. Caravan holidays? I never went on one. What do you do on those? Just sleep in a caravan at different places? Haha, yeah, you could reduce it to that, but there's so much more to it. It's a lifestyle. Being on the road, seeing new places, meeting similar people. I've always loved it. Are you going next summer? I think so. I hope there's time for it after graduating and all. Yeah, of course there is. I think I'll spend that time getting some work experience and earn extra money. That's cool. I never had a summer job, or any job for that matter. This summer I sold strawberries. It was pretty sweet. I basically sat outside listening to music all day, and if I sold a lot, I got to go home early. I got a great tan from it, too. It sounds fun. Why don't you try it this summer? I don't think my dad would want that. Okay, but it's your choice, isn't it? Yeah, he's pretty fussy about what we do for vacation. Alright. Are you still freezing? A tad, but it's getting warmer. How about you? I'm good, but the fire is dying out. I go to my tent and get my sweater, but it's currently being occupied. You can join me in mine if you want. Did I just ask that? Fuck, I feel queasy. Okay, lead the way. Really? Yeah, okay. Here we are. Your tent is tiny. I know, it's one of those cheap ones. It really isn't meant to fit one person. Haha, no shit? Hi. Hi. So what? The sweater. Oh, right. It's right there behind your head. What are you doing? I'm kissing you. Why? Because I wanted to. Really? Don't tell me you don't feel it too. This tension.
I like the way you talk.
This is what you wanted, right?
Better biscuits and mustard.
Worlds collide. Here you go, ass man. What the hell is this? When you're feeling upset, you should drink something warm. But why are there lumps in it? It's ramen noodle water. Sorry, I don't have any tea. I can warm you a beer if you want that instead. I'd rather have a cold one. Hey, keep it down. I'm trying to sleep over here. Shut up, Bert. My brother needs me. Go find some earplugs or sleep in the corridor. There's always something with you, isn't it? Excuse me for having a life, Bert. Not everyone goes to college to study. So what's up with you?
That's exactly why you get to college.
It's Josie. Josie? Your sister. Her girlfriend is Josie. She told you that? Wow. Yeah, that's what I've been bugged about. I couldn't tell you. I mean, you're my maggot brother and all, but we just kind of met. She's in a... this kind of relationship.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you find out? Josie showed up. She's the girl I've been dating. Wait. Hold the fuck up. What? You need to tell me everything, because this sounds fucking nuts. What exactly happened last night? Girlfriend? Maya? Don't worry, this is Grim. We're close. Hey. What are you doing here? I got in, they assigned me this dorm and told me it was available. Oh, they didn't forget. Grim has been staying here. They don't know about it. Uh-huh. I, thought I saw a restroom back there. I need to use it. Long trip, you know? Haha. What the fuck is this? Shit. Hey, I'm so sorry you had to find out like this. You what? I tried telling you about her. Yeah, you did 2 minutes ago. And before that. But yeah, I know. Josie's your girlfriend? Let me explain. I know it's a shock, and I'm shocked too right now. I was gonna tell you about her, and also, I think we're close to breaking up. Things haven't been good between us lately. My dad kept me from seeing her, and that didn't do us any good. And lately, she's not been herself either. She doesn't answer my calls, and last time I spoke to her, she said she was giving up and moving far away. She was gonna come here, and we're gonna be together just like before, but in secret. That's what we agreed upon. But over the summer, we drifted apart, and I met you. I think I'm gonna throw up or something. Please, meet me in the bathroom. I'll be back in a bit. Okay, where are you? I'm in here. Maya is your boyfriend? I never said I had a boyfriend. How crafty of you. Congratulations, you fooled me. I told you I wanted to explain when I got here. You knew I was in a relationship already. What difference does it make if it's with a boy or a girl? The difference it makes is if that it's with Maya. How could I have known that you knew her or that you're staying with her? What kind of fucked up coincidence is that? I must be cursed. Nothing is going my way. You really should have told me everything from the start. that you had a girlfriend and that you went to B&R. It would have changed a lot. That's why we're in this spot right now. I don't go around telling people about her. Do you know how judgmental everyone is about a girl-girl relationship?
Not really.
And don't act like you're perfect. You still made moves on me and even fucked me knowing I was in a relationship. Neither of us are perfect. I have flaws. I make mistakes. Is that what I am? A mistake? No, I'm not sure of what you are. Wow, really? Because it sure as hell didn't sound like this last time. Was that all talk? No, it wasn't all talk. Why do you think I called you with the news and not her? What are we going to do? We? I know what I'm doing. I'm leaving. What? I'm not going to stay in that dorm with you and your girlfriend. Please, we can work this out. All we need to do is talk to each other. And say what? That we're all a bunch of cheaters? What? And besides, you're not the only one who lied to me. Wait. I said wait. What's happening? Goodbye, Maya. No, wait. Grim. Holy fuck, this is a shitty fucking mess. You're telling me. You got in? Yeah. When? They wrote me this Monday, but I couldn't read my email before this morning. Now, there was a choice that you get to stay with her, too, so... I think I should have went with that one, but we're just going the way we did.
What? I didn't even know that was a choice.
I didn't either. I looked at it. I didn't know what they were showing me to do. They had three options. There was Derek, there was her, and there was Bella. And he couldn't get with Bella because Bella was locked. Sure, like I would believe that. You're just covering up for ghosting me since Saturday. I know we've been fighting a lot, but I haven't ghosted you.
I wish we had saved it from the beginning so we could have seen where it went. But this might work still, I don't know.
Well, we can always go ahead and let's see.
I wish you had gave us some info about.
Yeah, it didn't give us anything.
Yeah.
Let's go and save it for now, because I think this is a good stopping place, and we'll go and solve this mystery. Basically, I'll have to go and choose the other option, and. We'll see if you guys like that one better. At any rate, this will be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we thank you for checking out Being a Dick again with us. We're on episode 4, so we're almost done with the first season. And you can pick up the game on GOG or Patreon where you can support it. And I don't think it's on Steam or anything. Might be on Itch. I don't know. But you can check it out on Patreon. It's just the best way to get the game, honestly. I mean, because you get, like, access to special renders, and it doesn't cost that much. You just pay, like, a monthly thing, and it helps him to make more of the game. So, I mean, this is already well-written, so why would you not, you know?
Want to see what happens.
Yeah. At any rate, we are out.
Later.